Coming up this weekend, folks here in Cass County are asked to help out once again this year with the volunteer effort for the Christmas bird counts here in Cass County. Cass County Conservation and Laura Canyon with us this morning representing them, and the Iowa Bluebird Conservationist Chris Parks in representing them are helping to coordinate and host that event here again this weekend. Thanks to both of you for stopping by.
Yeah, yeah, thanks
for having us.
Appreciate it. Laura, how long have you been doing this?
That is a good question.
How
about a good answer? Anybody know?
I think this is year seven. I want to say seven.
Okay. All
I
want
to say seven.
There you go.
Throw us under the bus right away.
Right out of the gate. Well, it's something that's done each year at this time of the year. There's another bird count as well that's done,
yes.
A backyard bird count. What's different between that and this one?
Well, the scientists are using the data in different ways, but also for the count, since it's a, 15-mile diameter circle we have to be in to count the birds. That's one of the major differences. And then, of course, the other difference is that we go hiking through parks and hiking around, and then also do a driving route to find all of these species, and just not being in one set area at home.
Do you find different species this time of the year than you would, say, in the summertime?
Yeah, technically, it's supposed to be after the migration has gone through, but with our warm November, I was already reading some things that... with this warm November and this kind of even milder beginning of December, people are already talking about that are the late migrants kind of just still hanging in places. So this will be interesting to see if our data comes up with anything interesting or not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Chris, it's called a bird count. You're not just counting. You are tabulating, I suppose, in a way, because it's not just the numbers. You're looking for varieties and things, too. How does this work?
Yeah, so we're trying to, of course, count as many birds as we can throughout the day, so it is a total number. So we separate that out by species. So when we go out in the morning, we do kind of more of our walking routes through the parks and that type of stuff. So we're trying to find as many species as we can and then count all the numbers of those species that we find. So it's a little bit of a collaborative thing there. We're trying to get that species count up as high as we can, and we're trying to count as many birds as we can as well. And then when we do the driving route in the afternoon, it's the same idea, it's just kind of different strategy, so we can cover some more ground within that circle.
Sure. Well, I know you're looking for volunteers, always, who might want to help out, just have a little fun exercise, perhaps with the kids that day. Somebody like me, I can point a robin out from 100 yards away, and I know a blue jay when I see one, and that kind of, but that's about as far as I go. I don't know anything else. So are those kind of people, are they useful?
Yeah, you don't have to be experts by any means. A lot of times, especially in the morning, we have more time to, if it's a bird we don't know, writing down things and stuff. And we work together with, our group, our little groups that end up being in the count and doing everything, bird books. And we usually, sometimes there's even sometimes you can be fast with your camera and get a picture of it. It just depends on that. But yeah, don't feel like you have to be an expert by any means.
This time of the year, without the vegetation on the trees, you probably see a lot more than you realize.
Yeah, and, the weather is looking pretty nice. Yes. I mean, for years we've done this. I mean, they do take that into account of, is it really cold and blizzardy and things like that. And so we're hoping for not only good number of birds, but good for people to help us, because it's tough to do it on those really cold blizzardy days. And then you really see it. It also really points out, especially in the morning when you're doing more things in parks and things like that, really points out where that good habitat is to go see the robin or, those kind of things popping up.
You compare the numbers year to year. You use them that way. Did you have a good year last year?
Yeah, we had a pretty good year last year. It was one of our higher species overall counts that we've ever had. We had 37 species that we counted during last year's count, and we're usually averaging somewhere around that 30 mark. If we get over 30, we feel like we're doing a pretty good job. But yeah, we got to 37 last year, and we had some pretty high numbers, like in a few categories. Obviously, I think folks probably have realized that they've started to see more bald eagles, for example, around the area. We had 31 of those on our count last year. We always see a good number of geese. We had 420 Canadian geese last year. And then, of course, one of the draws as well is the trumpeter swans. Last year, we had 104 on count day. So, it just depends on the year. Those numbers kind of fluctuate, but we felt like we did pretty good last year.
So you're counting everything with wings. I mean, if I see a bald eagle hovering overhead, we're writing
yep.
it down.
Yep.
And, you know, and it kind of comes out, too, when the DNR that next, you know, not even a month after we did our count, you know, came out and said that it was a bumper crop of bald eagles that year. I want to say it was well over 7,000 they thought were in the state.
Wow.
So, the things that we see during, you know, these, what is it, 25 days or something they allow the counts to be in, it's interesting to see how confirming it is into the winter.
Sure. The bald eagle thing, too, is kind of a glaring example of why we do some of these things, because it wasn't too many years ago it was a highly endangered species here
right.
in Iowa. Now it's off the list, and we're starting to see more and more with the bald eagle count. They just released some of the numbers for this year here recently, and the numbers, again, are solid. And, you know, we're seeing the results of some of this work.
Yep, and they do that with Christmas bird count and with the backyard bird count. Sometimes they do pin into, they want to look for numbers for certain species. So sometimes they let us know ahead of time and things like that. So,
all right, now the bird count, the Christmas bird count is coming up this Sunday, December 17th, going to gather at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. All right, so I've set that up. What happens next? Tell me who can participate, how it works, what they need to bring. Fill us in.
Yeah, anyone and everyone is willing to do this. Just meet us there. If you do have a chance to give us a shout ahead of time, we'd appreciate that, just so we kind of know on numbers and we can split things up, you know, a little bit more evenly ahead of time. But if you just show up that morning, that's fine. We'll get into groups, and then we'll kind of give you an area of the count circle on a map where you need to go and some of the parks that you should hit. And then we'll go out in that morning, look at, you know, kind of walk, do our walkthrough routes and count those numbers. And then we meet up at Pizza Ranch at noon to have lunch. That's kind of our usual gathering spot. And then we go back out in the afternoon. So if somebody wanted to join us, say, at lunchtime, they can meet us there. And then we would split up to do the driving routes in the afternoon. So, if you're willing to go out on your own as a group, that would be awesome. If you're comfortable with a group of people and we can just kind of send you somewhere, that works out really well. Otherwise, you know, you're welcome to jump in with me or jump in with Laura and do that as well.
Now, I know it's the tail end of the second deer hunting section there, too. So are we interacting with those folks, too, or are you kind of staying in different places?
A little bit. There's a couple spots in the morning that, you know, wearing a couple pieces of blaze orange might be helpful and things like that. But there's a lot of places that you are going to go that are no hunting, too. But so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just for the weather, obviously, whatever the conditions are. And if you have binoculars and bird books you want to bring with you, you can do that. Otherwise, we do have some of those resources we can hand out to you in the morning, too.
Now, did I see a note, too, that folks are more than okay with if they want to just watch the backyard or something, watch their own little neighborhood as long as they're in that circle? That's good, too?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're interested and you want to know if you land in that circle where you're located, just give us a shout and then we'll kind of give you the rundown. The only thing different with the bird feeder watchers is that you're going to count the largest number of species that you see at one time. So it's a little bit different way of counting, but we'll give you those directions and details. And you're included then in our overall count that way.
It's live, it's nature. It's way more intriguing to watch that than it is to sit and watch TV, right?
Yeah, it's fun. I kind of feel, and I think the kids that come along with me every year always feel like it's, you know, kind of a scavenger hunt. You're always looking to find something new, so it can be fun.
And you could do partial day, you can do the whole day, you can do whatever you need to do, and I see you've got a little lunch opportunity built in there as well, so... Very good. So folks can enjoy that. But that's coming up again this weekend. It's this Sunday, December 17th. And again, you'll meet up at Cold Spring State Park in Lewis in the morning and get started and get your assignments and all that kind of stuff. And you did mention that if folks would be kind enough to let you know ahead of time, that would be appreciated. Just contact the conservation office.
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. This is the 124th year of the count, and if they want to know more about the count itself, they can go to christmasbirdcount.org. That's where they can find that info.
All right, very good. Number of areas around the state doing this. We're just a small part of that plan, but every area is a big deal. So if you want to be part of that, just get a hold of those folks and tell them you want to be involved in that opportunity. Laura, Chris, thanks for coming by. Thanks. Appreciate it. Hope you have a good day. It sounds like the weather's going to be pretty good for you.
Yeah, thank you.